Hello fellow Star Trek fans, welcome back to a brand new episode of 10 Forward, the episode summary and recap series brought to you as part of the Clone Star podcast. I'm your host Mike Overton, and this week we're going to be delving into Season 4, Episode 7 of Star Trek Lower Decks. The episode is titled, A Few Badgies More. But, before we delve in, a quick word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Sci-Fi.com. Sci-Fi.com is your one-stop intergalactic bookshop, and they have hundreds of Star Trek, Star Wars, Marvel and DC, and many other sci-fi books and comics to buy. Make sure you use discount code CLONESTARPOD at checkout and set the currency to British pounds, and you'll get 10% off your next purchase. Thanks Sci-Fi.com for supporting the channel. Let's get into it. The episode starts with Rutherford's old eyepiece, housing that menacing AI, Badgie. It's been discovered by some Drukmani scavengers. The captain of the scavengers takes possession of this technology, setting the stage for Badgie to offer up Starfleet secrets, which is an ominous promise. Soon, the eyepiece takes control of the captain, making the return of Badgie's sinister influence. We then cut to an encounter with a group of lower-ranking Bynar crew members. These Bynars engage in their characteristic, unintelligible computer communication when an alarm suddenly sounds, prompting them to make their way to the bridge. Here, the two Bynar captains in command attempt to confront the mysterious ship that we have seen throughout the season, but their fate quickly mirrors that of previous vessels. To add to the intrigue, the Drukmani scavengers reappear, gathering the remnants of the wreckage. Whilst the captain and the crew find themselves under the control of Badgie, setting the stage for a dose of sinister laughter and recurring theme throughout this particular episode. Meanwhile, aboard the Cerritos, our favourite four crew members are working on their never-ending shuttle project, which leads to an unexpected venture. The four crew members receive a briefing about a Bynar distress call, part of the recent attacks. Tendi and Boimler stay behind, however. Tendi goes to a parole hearing for Peanut Hamper, and Boimler goes to see Agamus, the megalomaniacal computer who claims to have crucial information about the attack on the Bynars, but will only speak to him, humorously referring him to the stringy ensign meatpipe. Boimler joins the mission in case Agamus has genuine intel. At Daystrom, Peanut Hamper and Agamus engage in their therapeutic gardening, considering the ease of nurturing and extinguishing life forms. They plan an escape for Agamus after Peanut Hamper's parole, intending to deceive Boimler by changing Agamus's red light to a blue one. Boimler arrives skeptical, but eventually agreeing to transport Agamus to one of his drone locations for more details. Agamus, however, takes control of the shuttle, unsurprisingly, restraining Boimler and Tendi, who humorously remarks on Agamus's colour-changing abilities. Back on the Cerritos, they have reached the location of the missing Bynar ship, and the Cerritos encounters the Drukmani captain's distress call, seeking aid from a mysterious demon triangle. However, the arrival coincides with Badgie taking control and launching an all-out attack on the Cerritos. With his Starfleet knowledge, the Cerritos takes heavy damage as all of his attacks are breaching their shields. Interestingly, Badgie's AI playfully utters boop after each shot, adding an unexpected touch of cuteness to the situation. In a daring act, Rutherford disregards Captain Freeman's objections and makes a space jump to the Drukmani ship as a gesture of atonement. Now, Mariner joins him, showcasing her signature swagger. However, their confidence wavers when they realise that Rutherford's lacks of a virus or AI killing weapon. Instead, Rutherford's plan was to do something that he's been avoiding for far too long, giving his son a hug. This heartfelt moment of emotional release appears to be working until Badgie experiences a glitch and splits into two distinct entities. One part, touched by Rutherford's compassion, introduces himself as Guji, whilst the other, still bearing Badgie's malevolent nature, threatens to inflict harm. Hiding aboard the Drukmani ship only provokes the evil AI further, leading to its takeover of the Cerritos' systems, releasing toxic gas throughout the vessel. With time running out, Rutherford attempts a novel approach by returning to the bridge and engaging in a persuasive argument with the AI. His emotional appeal works, reminding Badgy that vengeance offers no real benefit. As the AI is ultimately just a computer program, however, the hologram glitches once more, exercising a part known as Logikey. The remaining primal evil within Badgy escalates to the stakes where he's now plotting to eliminate everyone in the Federation, highlighting the unpredictable nature of technology. At the rendezvous, Tendi and Boimler play along with Agamus' schemes, but find out on a surprise twist on their adventure. Agamus' change of heart and heartwarming reunion between Boimler and Pina Hamper lead to a heartwarming conclusion. Meanwhile, aboard the Drukmani ship, Badgy's plan to upload himself into every system takes an unexpected turn, resulting in a spiritual awakening and a newfound purpose. The episode ends on a positive note, with Agamus making amends and Rutherford bringing Guji back to the Cerritos for an AI-assisted project, whilst Boimler and Tendi enjoy a newfound sense of freedom. Now, whilst this was a very funny episode, one of my favourites of the season, I have to say, I'm a little bit disappointed. We seem to have this reusing plotline problem again. I mean, when I see sort of Guji and Badgy together, I just get Data and Law vibes. It just reminds me of, you know, that episode in Picard season 3 where Law wipes out Data, who then all of a sudden wipes out Law and comes back again. We get pretty much exactly the same thing again here. You know, Guji ends up defeating Badgy and, you know, Guji lives on. It's just not that original, and we've seen this throughout Trek time and time again, but I feel that, I don't know, it's almost a missed opportunity there. The other part is bloody Peanut Hamper. I hate Peanut Hamper. Never really liked the character much. As a character, the performances were always relatively good, but I just don't like her. I just don't like Peanut Hamper. I mean, she seems to be the only exocomp that can talk, and it's just a bit weird. But that's me. So, good points to this episode. Now, I'm just going to get this off my chest now. Yes, I know I said the whole plotline around Badgy, Guji and Logikey has been redone before, and it has. And that is a bad thing, because it does lack original ideas. However, I loved it. I have to say, it was a really good sort of mini-story, little aside plot, and I really enjoyed it. We get to see Badgy disappear, which I think is a good thing. We get to see, you know, Logikey and Guji combine and become this new Badgy 2.0, or Guji as he's now called. And it'll be interesting to see if he has any of Badgy's traits. But yeah, that's going to be a really cool plotline going forward. And I think it's going to be I hope we get to see more of it. I'm also so happy that Jeffrey Combs is back. Agamus is back. Who is a, you know, that wonderful megalomaniacal computer. And he just does it. Look, Jeffrey Combs. That's all I have to say. Jeffrey Combs does an outstanding job with every character that he's given. And I'm so glad that he's back this time. Do you know what? It's really difficult to find a standout at part for this episode, because the episode as a whole was really well done, minus Peanut Hamper. But I think my standout moment here has got to be Agamus becoming good. And the whole scene at the end where Agamus gets locked back up again, and I can't remember the computer's name next to him, but he kind of turns to him and says, "Can you please teach me how to become good?" And I just thought it was kind of a bit of a heartwarming moment. And as I said, I think the standout moment of this episode is, to be blunt, Jeffrey Combs just absolutely nails it once again. I've already said it in this episode. There isn't a lot to say, to be fair. It's a fantastic episode through and through. And yeah, I just think my outstanding moment of this week's episode is Jeffrey Combs. The episode reintroduces Badgie, or should I say Badgies, as we have Badgie, Gudgie and Logicky. Anyway, Badgies. Agamus and Peanut Hampel simultaneously, and whilst the series occasionally delves into Star Trek canon, it truly shines when it embraces its own lore, seamlessly weaving these characters, the Drukmani, and more into both seasons' overarching mystery and individual character arcs. Notably, the episode pairs up Boimler and Tendi for the Agamus Peanut Hampel storyline, whilst having Mariner join Rutherford for his emotionally charged father-son reunion with the Badgies. The character and their talented voice actors maintain exceptional comic chemistry that is really the cornerstone of the show. Although T'Lyn has been absent from the most recent episodes, the focus on Rutherford is a welcome highlight. The episode benefits from some outstanding guest stars, including Jeffrey Combs, who revels in supervillain tropes as Agamus and provides some of the episode's funniest moments. Furthermore, both Agamus and Peanut Hampel undergo substantial character development, exemplifying how Lower Decks expertly balances humour and genuine depth. The episode skillfully explores themes of friendship, family and redemption. The Badgie storyline brilliantly incorporates subtle nods to the classic Trek tales involving dangerous AIs. Additionally, the overarching mystery around the ship attacks takes centre stage, driving Boimler's assignment and adding an intriguing layer to this season. Overall, Episode 7 solidifies the idea that is Lower Decks, best season yet. It clearly builds upon its own lore, playing homage to canon, and boasts remarkable writing, voice acting, art, direction, music, and much more. Each episode packs a lot into a short runtime, making it worth watching multiple times. And in short, Lower Decks continues to deliver top-notch entertainment for us Star Trek fans. Thanks everyone for tuning into this week's episode of 10 Forward. If you'd like to catch up on more Clone Star podcast, make sure you tune in every Wednesday for The War Room, hosted by either myself, Sho or Sean. And once again, a massive thank you to sci-fi.com for sponsoring this episode. I've been your host, Mike Overton, and let's have a great weekend ahead.